The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We are tracking what's happening over in the Middle East right now. Iran fired missiles at Iraqi air bases where American forces are stationed in Iraq, fired 15 missiles. Apparently, four of them didn't even reach the target. Some of them apparently didn't detonate. Thank goodness we have no reports of American casualties. We have no reports of Allied casualties. What's going to happen? Well, so far, we don't believe any retaliation has happened. We've got no information on any attacks on Iran. We may find out more when President Trump addresses the nation later this morning. If it happens during this hour, we will break in and you will hear it live. Or the Iranians may find out what Donald Trump's going to do the hard way. It is now 4:38 p.m. in Tehran. The sun goes down at 5:05. Darkness is when American forces strike. America owns the night. Do we have the capacity to attack? You bet we do. Do we have the capacity to do major damage to Iran's infrastructure? And not just its infrastructure, but the infrastructure of terror. Do we have the capacity to target the people behind it? Like we did with Qasem Soleimani, this murderer, the guy with the blood of hundreds of Americans on his hands. We sure as heck do. We sure as heck do. Let's hear what Donald Trump had to say about Soleimani. Cut number 24, please.
We did ourselves, and we did a lot of countries a big favor. And I've been hearing from countries; they were extremely happy with what we did. And if you look inside Iran itself, there were plenty of those leaders that were happy because they feared him and didn't like him in many cases.
You know, when you murder people, when you torture people, when you oppress people, people tend to celebrate when you die, especially if you're getting hit by a hellfire missile. Don't be fooled by that giant funeral that they had. You think those guys were all volunteers? You think they're just, hey, everybody, let's go head out to this to Soleimani's funeral. Oh, fun. Sounds like a party. Let's go. It's more like, hey, funeral, move it, get going. The reality is that the death of Soleimani means life for thousands upon thousands of people. Cut number 25, Donald Trump.
He was traveling with the head of Hezbollah. They weren't there to discuss a vacation. They weren't there to go to a nice resort someplace in Baghdad. They were there to discuss bad business. And we saved a lot of lives by terminating his life. A lot of lives are saved.
Well, look, Donald Trump has many options at his fingertips. The American military has unparalleled capabilities and unparalleled flexibility. There are a lot of targets to choose from. This is Donald Trump again. Cut number 23.
Well, as I said yesterday, it was very interesting. They're allowed to kill our people. They're allowed to maim our people. They're allowed to blow up everything that we have, and there's nothing that stops them. And we are, according to various laws, supposed to be very careful with their cultural heritage. And you know what? If that's what the law is, I like to obey the law. But think of it. They kill our people. They blow up our people. And then we have to be very gentle with their cultural institutions. But I'm okay with it. It's okay with me. I will say this, if Iran does anything that they shouldn't be doing, they're going to be suffering the consequences, and very strongly.
You know, it's sad. It's sad that so many American politicians, particularly in the Democrat Party, have essentially wet themselves over Donald Trump standing up for the United States and delivering justice to a guy who's murdered hundreds of Americans. It's actually pathetic. Cut number 22, Donald Trump again.
again, John, if you look at what's going on, ours was an attack based on what they did. We weren't the first one out. He killed an American. Now two people are dead from the same attack, and some people very badly wounded. And that was one of his smaller endeavors. You look over his past. His past, he's been called a monster, and he was a monster. And he's no longer a monster. He's dead. And that's a good thing for a lot of countries. And he was planning a very big attack and a very bad attack for us and other people. And we stopped him. And I don't think anybody can complain about it. I don't hear too many people other than politicians who are trying to win the presidency. Those are the ones that are complaining. But I don't hear anybody else complaining.
Well, President Trump, hate to disagree with you, but there are people complaining, if you can believe it. There are people complaining about this righteous retribution delivered on a guy who, again, has the blood of hundreds of Americans and tens of thousands of foreigners on his hands. Well, if you can find his hands. Let's listen to a cut from somebody who should know better. I believe he was a United States Marine, Seth Moulton. He's a congressman. He ran for president. He failed. He was a disaster. He's on MSNBC with Craig Melvin. Cut number 31.
Do you expect that members of Congress will actually see the intelligence that led to the president's decision to launch the strike?
Well, I think as a member of the Armed Services Committee, we should have access to it, and I imagine that they'll try to present some case that there was an imminent threat. But as I said before, I don't expect to see anything different. I saw Iranian intelligence when I was in Iraq 10 years ago. It was always an imminent threat. You know, by the administration's logic, where you can take out any bad actor, then, you know, the next thing we know, they're going to go assassinate Vladimir Putin of Russia or Xi Jinping of China. These are leaders who actually pose a much greater threat to the United States. In fact, the national defense strategy, the administration's own comprehensive strategy for national security across the globe, makes that very clear. And of course, that would be absurd. So they can't even follow their own basic logic here. By their own measures, their policy is failing. And that's even if you give them the benefit of the doubt that their policy makes sense in the first place.
Congressman, to be clear, though, you're not saying that Soleimani did not pose a threat. That's not your assertion.
Of course he posed a threat. He killed some of my friends. Of course he posed a threat.
But not an imminent
threat. This
reminds
me of a time when I was in Najaf in 2005. And General Petraeus sent me and a small team of Marines down there because the militia controlled the city. And we had a Soleimani-type figure in the governor. He was an Iranian proxy. He was, for all intents and purposes, controlled from Iran. And he had every intention of killing Americans. He had American blood on his hands, too. But we made a strategic decision not to take him out. I mean, trust me, I would have loved to kill this guy. But we made a strategic decision not to take him out because we knew that it would create more problems than it would solve. And that's the basic math that you have to use in fighting terrorism. Are you going to spawn more terrorists, create more attacks, inspire more attacks than you're preventing by taking someone out? And I think it's pretty obvious to everybody watching this situation right now that America is under much greater threat today than we were last week before we took this guy out.
This week, Speaker Pelosi.
Okay, let's review. Seth Moulton, who is a Marine, and is now a congressman. He's a failed candidate. This is a guy who didn't do as well as Eric Swalwell. So just let that rumble around in your brain anymore. Whether he's flatulent or not, I don't know. I'm not going there. His argument, and I want to make sure I'm characterizing this correctly, is that instead of doing what Donald Trump did, which is killing America's enemy, a guy who murdered hundreds of Americans, Seth Moulton's idea is to once again do what we did in pre-surge 2005 Iraq. Dwayne, did I get that right, or was I hallucinating where he said, no, what we should do is what we did in Iraq when we were failing miserably?
That's pretty much what he's doing. Instead of taking the fight and taking out bad guys, you have to calculate, well, if we just take out a bad guy, we're going to have more bad guys, so leave everybody intact so that we guarantee Americans keep getting killed.
To quote one of my favorite Simpsons characters, Kodos, The politics of failure have failed.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.